News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now we'll stay with COVID-19 because the government is considering tighter restrictions on people coming into Ireland from Britain to combat the spread of the aforementioned Delta COVID variant. They're talking about extending the period of quarantine from 5 to 10 days. And to discuss this, I am joined now by Professor Liam Fanning, Professor of Immunovirology at UCC, and Owen Corry, Editor of Air and Travel magazine. Liam, if I might come to you first of all, you've heard what myself and Shane were saying there about outdoor summers and COVID variants and all of that. What's your view? I mean, the Delta variant, it is clearly more transmissible, but am I correct in what I am saying, that the vaccines are holding up against it? So we're not necessarily at risk of more people becoming critically ill other than in very small numbers. Is that right?
Good morning, Ciara. Yes, it is right. These vaccines have been shown to be wonderfully effective against all variants so far. Now, with the one exception, I suppose, is that the one shot AstraZeneca vaccine leaves you kind of more or less unprotected. You need the second shot. And, you know, look, we're not without tools in our kit. Give everybody a second vaccine. Those that are waiting on the AstraZeneca second shot, give them Pfizer, give them Moderna, give them the RNA vaccines and open the portal to the under-40s. Just stop this age-related stuff because the death rates once we get to the under-40s are more or less similar across the decade when you get down to those that are 16. So I would agree with you, Ciara, but I think there are other things we can do besides kind of, you know, just talking about the non-pharmaceutical interventions. You know, vaccinate those that are under 40.
So just lash out the vaccines and open it to all comers at this point over maybe the age of 16.
If you remember at the beginning, the prime directive of the vaccination program was to protect the hospital, keep people from dying and getting kind of seriously unwell, and also protect them from, I suppose, getting long COVID as well, you know, trying to do the non-pharmaceutical interventions. We're now at a situation where we've practically all the vulnerable done. You could ask the question, who's left to get sick? Besides the exceptional unknown individual who may throw a curveball in regards to kind of when they get COVID-19. So there's every reason why one should open up the vaccine portal to everybody and anybody over 16. Obviously, it's over 18 for Moderna, but 16
for Pfizer.
For Pfizer.
I ask you, because people keep talking about you need the two doses to be protected against the Delta variant. What about Janssen? Is it holding up with its single jab against the Delta variant?
It seems to be holding up as well. And the other thing we could do as well, all those individuals who were RT-PCR positive need only one shot, certainly if they were infected in the last 6 months. And that automatically makes available another couple of hundred thousand, but certainly a large number of vaccines for use in other groups.
Yeah, we have been loath to ever look at the levels of infection for some reason in terms of contributing to our immunity. Let me bring in Owen Corry here, who's the editor of Air and Travel magazine. Owen, you've heard what Liam has to say, that just vaccinate everybody under the age of 40 now and lash through it. The idea that we would move the quarantine, that we would extend it from 5 to 10 days, how practical is that and how possible do you believe that is?
Good morning, Ciara. It actually doesn't make a hell of a lot of difference. One of the surprises since they introduced this option of getting a PCR test after 5 days to clear your self-quarantine has been the low take-up on it. People who have travelled to Britain are self-isolating for the full 2 weeks. Not all of them are exercising that option. Increasing the 5 to 10, I think, looks a lot more like action has been taken than the effect it will have on travel. Where the real worry is that if that debate moves a little bit further on and we start talking about further restrictions, which some TDs were already doing yesterday, and then we're back into the whole disconnect agenda, which has caused so much damage since the start of this crisis.
And can I ask you, Owen, you know, far more of the UK population have been vaccinated than we have. They aren't putting any restrictions on us. Now, I know the Delta variant is more widespread there, but they're allowing us, many of us unvaccinated, to move to their, you know, and travel freely to their country without these restrictions. And yet we are talking about restricting them, despite the fact that there's quite high levels of vaccination. Is that likely to cause any kind of rancor, do you think, or any kind of difficulty between our two countries?
Yeah, it doesn't. It has been raised in the House of Commons, the lack of a parallel between the two approaches, and some Tory MPs in particular got a bit cross about it. But I think in the greater scheme of things, there are bigger things to be ironed out in the
relationship than Ireland's restrictions.
But we've played along with the common travel area. It could have come under huge pressure at various stages, in particularly our COVID debate after February, when we had that huge spike in numbers in January, and we got through all of that. But it has certainly, the general approach to travel, not specific to Britain, has caused a huge problem with disconnection. To give an example, Ciara, we had 6 weeks with no flights between Dublin and Brussels, the capital of the European Union. Yeah. We seem to be emerging from that. And the bigger worry out of this is not really what's being discussed and brought in by the Cabinet today, which is specific to the Delta variant, but what happens every time there is a blip, every time there is a bump on the next phase of COVID. I was going to say recovery. We're not absolutely sure what COVID has in store with us, because remember, the Delta variant will probably not be the last one we encounter.
Oh, no, I would
20 more letters of the Greek alphabet to get through.
Completely agree with you, to be honest, on that score, Owen. Thank you. And Liam, can I ask you just the last question? Antigen testing has been in and out of the news for the last number of weeks, obviously. NPHET remain firmly, I would think it's fair to say, unimpressed by the rollout of antigen testing and do not endorse them. What's your view? I mean, we are looking at an aviation sector that's in trouble. We are looking at, you know, potential spreads of variants, and antigen testing, from what I can read, is very good at picking up those who are likely to transmit variants or other forms. What's your view, Liam?
My view is the use of antigen tests is a no-brainer. They should be just rolled out. And back to your previous speaker there, Owen, you know, if everybody arrives into this country and they were given 4 antigen tests, that would cover them every second day for 8 days. And it's about infectiousness. It's not about case detection as such by PCR. It's will this spread within the community? And look, to be the practicality and the immunological situation are very different, and the optics of saying keep someone restricted at home for 10 days largely outweigh the practical implications that people are not probably going to self-quarantine at home for 10 days. But if you give them antigen tests, then they can do these at home. And if they get a positive, then there's a contact number and the leaflet that comes with it, because they might be coming into this country as tourists, not know who to contact, you know, have the information, have it all readily accessible on a video or some sort of portal, and, you know, make this as easy as possible. If you give people antigen tests, they will use them. They might mess up the first one, but they'll get, you know, like everything else, a bit of practice makes perfect. And if you give them 4 or 5 at the airport when they arrive, it's a little gift pack. Welcome to Ireland, and have a shamrock on top of it. You know, I think we can keep this under control.
Look, thank you, and I appreciate that. Antigen testing are a no-brainer. I think that's a great and accurate line there from Professor Liam Fanning, Professor of Immunovirology at UCC, and indeed thanks to Owen Corrie, their editor of Air and Travel magazine.